And then we're going to have our refreshments downstairs. This evening, as you're here, I'm thinking of a famous Christian hymn. You sang it earlier. It goes, "When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there." You sang that hymn, and it's talking about in heaven, when the roll is called, it says, "I'll be there." I know I'll be there, and I hope each one of you will be there. Now, I want to say one of the first things we do at Revival Baptist Christian School, we do our pledges, as you saw tonight, and right after that, we take the roll every morning. I'll say it's time to do the roll, and then I'll get down to the ground,
and I'll roll.
And that makes me a holy roller, but I do that on occasion. Once in a great while, I'll do that. Not often. And so this is our last school event of the 2024-2025 school year. And this is the time to reap rewards for the students, or suffer losses for the school year, which is now behind us. And this RBCS graduation and rewards tonight puts me in mind of the end of your life and the coming blessings or loss of blessings for your life here on earth. My daughter took a picture of me when I was 43, and that's far in the rearview mirror right now. And my youngest daughter saw that video, and she went, "Life is a vapor, life is a vapor. It goes by so quickly." So with that in mind, I have a challenge for you that are church members, you that are parents, you that are grandparents, you that are students and friends. And here's the challenge. It's the message called, "When the roll is called." When the roll is called. And I would like to say tonight four things about that. And three of them were given by a famous man who became an entrepreneur, head of a big company. He was a football coach in Georgia, and he is an inspirational speaker. His name is Art Williams. Art Williams. And he gave three keys to this thing, when the roll is called. And I believe these keys, listen to me, will apply to any one of you that are here if you want to have success in life and success in your eternal endeavors, because you're not a cat or a dog, you're made for eternity, every one of you. And so when the roll is called, number one, Art Williams said, you must show up. You must show up. And I'll add a fourth thing tonight, but I want to say I believe 90% of success is to show up and to show up on time. I've been a Christian school administrator since about 1988 or so. I'm now in my 47th year as the senior pastor of Scranton Revival Baptist Church. And I can tell you by life experience that students, if you do not show up and be there on time, you're setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up for failure and not to be successful. And the corollary to that is that the student who is constantly tardy, has a lot of absences, is very likely to do poorly in school and in life. You say, well, that's good for the students, but how about me as a parent? When your child is a minor, you are more responsible than they are for them showing up. And it's so important, and that's why there are truancy laws and so forth, because it's recognized that not to show up and not to back your student to show up and to get there is negligent on the part of a parent. And I think of our first pastor of this church, his picture's out there. He used to say, "I'm enrolled in the University of Jesus. My textbook is the Bible, and my classroom is life." Now I want to say something. At Revival Baptist Christian School, we are a Christian school, a Baptist Christian school, and we're under a local New Testament church. And the Bible has a lot to say about the New Testament church. And so if you're going to be successful at Revival Baptist Christian School, you need to show up at church. And parents need to understand that. And you know what? I thank God for my mother. My mother's getting old. I won't say how old she is. She'll get back to her. But my mother made sure I got to church. Did I want to go to church? No, I hated to go to church. But she made sure we went to church. And if you want to be successful in life, you need to show up. And I believe when it comes to church, that means be here Sunday morning. Be here for Sunday school. Be here Sunday morning service. Be here Sunday evening. Be here Wednesday night. This is when we have our Wednesday night service. And even be here to go out when we visit others. Show up. Free to thrive. Show up. If you want to succeed, show up. That's 90% of success in life. When the role is called for Sunday school, show up. When the role is called for church Sunday morning, show up. When the role is called Sunday evening, show up. When the role is called Wednesday evening, show up. When the role is called for Christian school at 8:30 in the morning, when we do our role and we do our pledges, show up and show up on time. It's 90% of the success in life. When the role is called, show up. Number two, when the role is called, listen, work hard. Art Williams said, work hard. The Bible says, work hard. Right. And I'm saying that we because of that, we hold two contests at school every year. You say, well, aren't you afraid, Pastor, that somebody's going to win and somebody's going to be losing if you have a contest? That's life. Right. We're not afraid of that. We're not afraid of failure. We're not afraid of success. And if you want to be a success, you have to work hard. We have these contests. And to do well on the contest, you have to show up and you have to work hard. There's certain things that you're required to learn. Some of it's in church and hear the preaching of the Word of God. And we just had two students that won the contest, and they got all A's for the day. They got to travel down to Lancaster and go to the Millennial Theater. How many have been to the Millennial Theater? Yeah. And they went to the play Noah. It was awesome. Awesome. And then they got to go out for an all-expense-paid dinner at the Shady Maple Smorgasbord. Oh, boy. That is what I call eating. And then they got all A's for all of their classes that day. And how'd they do it? They got it by showing up. And if they didn't show up, I feel sorry because they don't have a chance to win. And not just show up in school, show up in church, like I said. And then work hard. And you know what? Going to heaven is a totally free gift. Did you know that? It's 100% free gift. But it cost God everything. Jesus had to come to earth, and that must have been hard just to be born and to go through the birth canal and to be born and laid in a stable, and then he grew up and went through all kind of ridicule and attack, and then he came to that point where to get us to heaven, he had to become a sacrifice for the sins of the world, and he took the sins of the world upon himself, and he went through hell, and he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? His hands were torn with nails. His side was torn with a spear. His feet were nailed. His head was full of blood from the thorn of crowns they put in his head. They blindfolded him and punched him and slapped him. And when it was all over, he said, it's finished. Yeah. You know, there's a sense of accomplishment when you finish something. We're finishing a school year. Amen. And Jesus didn't do a half-baked job. He did everything necessary to save us, and now you need to receive that gift. And by the way, if you're going to be there when the roll is called up yonder, you can't add anything to what Jesus did. You can thank him for the work he did and receive him as your Savior. and acknowledge I can't save myself. I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to die and go to hell. But Lord Jesus, you said it's finished. He has a gift to give you tonight. Have you received the gift? Listen, if you haven't received that gift, parent or friend or family member or grandparent, you cannot go to heaven. In fact, you're not even enrolled in God's school yet. You're not even enrolled in his school, and so you need to receive that gift of Jesus, eternal life, and then enroll in his school. And once you do that, he will teach you to work hard. You know, America had the first colony in May the 13th, 1607 in Virginia. I went there, a lot of mosquitoes when I went there. It's called Jamestown. And John Smith was over that colony as the first governor. And there are two kinds of people there. One was a group of people, they came and they said, we're the genteel people. We're the high class people. We don't believe in working with our hands in the ground. We think manual labor is a Mexican immigrant. You know, we don't believe in manual labor. We're not going to work. And we're going to go off and look for gold. And we're going to go off and try to get adventures. Well, John Smith said, wait a minute, we need food. You got to plant. You got to plow the ground. You got to plant the food. And certain people that believed in work, they planted and they plowed and they did the work. And then when the summer came, they helped weed the gardens and the farmland, and they did all the work. Well, these guys were the genteel people. They were out adventuring. Then they came back when the harvest was being brought in. They said, we're hungry. We're ready to eat. And John Smith posted a big sign, and the sign had 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10. It said, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. You see, that's how our country was founded. If you weren't willing to work and you were able-bodied, then you were not given food. And that's what the Bible teaches. There was another colony called the Plymouth Colony up in Massachusetts. And that colony was founded, and the pilgrims had something called the common store. And what that meant is, whether you had a garden and whether you had food or not, it didn't matter. All went into a common store, and each person got food out of that common store. And you know what that's called? Communism. Communism is invented by Karl Marx. And he wrote the Communist Manifesto. And do you know what happened when they had a common store? It flopped. They didn't have enough food to feed everybody. Why? Because everybody said, we're going to get food anyway. Doesn't matter. Let's figure out a way not to work. And so they changed and they said, each person's going to have their own garden. Each person's going to grow their own crop. They can sell their crops. And that really changed everything. They had a whole lot of food. Why? Because they didn't teach communism. They taught capitalism, because that is in the Bible. God knows that we're all a little bit selfish. Amen. And so we need to work, and we need to have our own property, or we're not going to work very, very hard. You know, some people believe in giving their kids an allowance. You know what I think? I think you give them jobs to do, and if they do the job, give them something. If they don't do the job, show them they don't get it. And you get more merits and more money if you do the job. So we're going against communism here, because communism is anti-God, anti-Bible. You say, what do you mean anti-Bible? It's against the eighth commandment. You know what the eighth commandment is, don't you? Thou shalt not steal. No, we shouldn't take people that are working and give it to people that are not working, that are able-bodied people. And so a lot of that charity comes when there's free enterprise, and then people make so much that they don't mind to give it away to people in need. And that's the way our country was set up. You say, when the roll is called up, when the roll is called, how am I going to be successful? You've got to show up. Number two, you've got to work hard. You've got to learn to work hard. And number three is, Art Williams said, you've got to live right. And that's exactly what the Bible says. You know, when I drove years ago for a temp agency, I would drive people to work. And that was my job that I did to help me in the ministry. I would drive people to work for a temp agency. And I made a business out of that, you know. And I found out a lot of these people, they were getting a lot of money, but they were living in poverty. Do you know why they were living in poverty? They'd get a bunch of money through selling drugs. And they made all this money, and then all of a sudden the law would catch them and they'd be in jail and they'd lose all their money. And you know what? You can show up, you can work hard doing bad stuff, but you're going to pay for that.
Right.
You know, we have a school manual with merits and demerits. It would do good for every parent, every grandparent, every student. Read that manual and know what's required. By the way, I have a manual right here for living.
Yes.
You know what it's called? The B-I-B-L-E. And you, most of you know what that stands for. B is basic, I is instruction, B is before, L is leaving, E is earth. Basic instruction before leaving earth, the B-I-B-L-E. Do you know why I know that I'm saved? Because I know God said you're a sinner. You deserve to die and go to hell. But Jesus died and rose again. Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. And I know that's true. And then once you're saved, you walk with the Lord and serve the Lord. Show up at church. People say church doesn't save you. Yeah, but it's the nearest thing to heaven, this side of heaven. It'll help you. It'll help you get rewards in God's will, and you'll be more productive if you get involved in the local church. I want to say something tonight. You don't break the commands of the Bible here. You break yourself upon God's word. God's word is true, and if you don't follow it, you'll pay the price. I remember as a little kid, I was in third grade in school, and they were doing the Stanford Achievement Test. How many have heard of this SAT test? They were doing the SAT test, and I remember I was with my friends, and we were waiting on the playground to do our test, but we had extra playtime that day. And I remember my friends getting together saying, you know what? This living right isn't all it's cracked up to be. Let's have a little fun. We've got freedom. No teachers checking up on us. They're doing these. Let's just skip school. And so us third graders, we went off and we just skipped school that day. And we went, and finally I went to a friend of mine's house. His name was Danny Nickerson. And he had a dad that was in the military, and he had all these K rations. And we were all boys, and we got under the table, put a tablecloth over us so nobody could see us, and we ate K rations and just had fun. And we said, well, when the school day's over, let's just go home like we went to school and it'll be all right, you know. And we went home that day. I remember going home, came in the door, and there my dad was waiting at the door. He said, you've been skipping school. Come in here. He took the Board of Education, turned me over the knee, and applied it to the seat of learning. Whack, whack. Whack. You say, we don't do that anymore. Well, then you're smarter than God. Because God said you need to learn to live right. You say, that's cruel. No, my dad wasn't being cruel. He loved me.
Right.
He didn't want me to turn out to be somebody that would break God's commandments and break myself. So he gave me something so that I would avoid that. You say, did it work? Yeah, I didn't skip school again till my junior year of high school. From third grade, it was effective. And I'm just saying tonight that if you want to be successful, and you parents have a part in that, and you grandparents can back that and help your minor child. These liberals that don't believe in that, they're what's ruining our country. We believe in the old past, the old Bible, the old way. And I'm saying, well, along with the Bible and Art Williams, when the roll is called, show up, show up. Number two, work hard, work hard. Number three, live right, live right. And finally, I added this, don't quit, don't quit. You know, I heard a preacher say one time, In the ministry, the devil gave me a lot of trouble. And by the way, if you do what's right, you show up and you work hard for God, the devil will give you trouble. And I just determined, this preacher said, I was going to outlive my enemies. That'd be a good one for who we're talking. I'm going to outlive my enemies. I'm just going to stay with it. Brother Joe, you've seen enemies and we're still here. Amen. Joe is Caleb and I'm Joshua. We staying put. And I just encourage you, don't quit. By the way, you get your kid in Christian school, there's going to be all these things to try to talk him out of being there. I say stay with it. Don't quit. I found quit in the dictionary. I just cut it out. Just cut the word quit right out of the dictionary. Don't quit. Stay with it. And, you know, I think of President Donald Trump. I think some wicked people wanted to get that guy to quit. I mean, they tried to impeach him twice. They spied on his campaign. They tried to bankrupt him and get all his money. They tried to put him in jail. Tish James and some of these corrupt DAs like Alvin Bragg, Stop Bragging Bragg, tried to put him in jail. But you know what? It didn't work with him. He spoke at a high school graduation a while back and he said, don't quit. Don't quit. You know, Winston Churchill, the great bulldog from Britain, the great World War II hero that stood up to Herr Hitler, Adolf Hitler. And you know, he spoke at a high school graduation and he said, here's my message, don't quit. Don't quit. Never give up. Never, 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 never give up. Never quit. Never quit. Don't quit. And you know what? England was done. Hitler rolled over Germany. They had a great Maginot Line in France, and they said, that'll hold Hitler back. And he ran right over that Maginot Line. He took over all of Europe. He took over France. Finally, the English who were fighting to help France, all they could do was gather together at a place called Dunkirk near the English Channel. And they said, Hitler's going to run over us. And they called for the Brits to bring boats, bring their private rowboats, speedboats, any boat, and get the whole English army out of Dunkirk. And you know what God did? He helped them out. He made the fog come down right when they were being evacuated. You see, if you won't quit, God will help you. Quitters never win. And winners never quit. The British Army was evacuated, and the rest is history. The United States finally joined in, and they won the war. So let me just say tonight, when the roll is called, number one, make sure that you're there and that you show up. And how do you show up? Well, you have to admit you're a sinner on your way to hell and admit that Jesus died and rose again to save us and put your faith in him and you'll show up. Number two, work hard for the Lord. Do what you do for the Lord. One of the greatest workers I've ever met is a guy named Elgin Gano back here. And anybody that works with that guy is a hard worker. And I have to take my hat off. I don't have a hat on tonight, but I take my hat off to Elgin Gale. He works hard. Number three, live right. Do right though the stars fall. Do what God wants you to do. And number four, don't stop. Satan will come against you. All hell will come against you, but God will help you if you stand. And having done all to stand, and don't quit, and God will make a way for you. Tonight, let's bow for prayer. I'm going to ask every head bowed tonight. And I want to say, first of all, perhaps